What's up, guys? Today we're tackling a hot topic in the dating world, ignoring to build attraction. You've probably heard this advice thrown around, but what does it actually mean? Is it just playing hard to get, or is there more to it? In this video, we'll dive into the psychology behind this strategy and explore how to use it effectively without coming across as a total jerk. Get ready to take some notes, because we're about to unravel the mysteries of strategic ignoring. But just before we get started, if you feel like you could use a little expert advice in your dating life, there's a link in the description or pinned comment to book a free 60-minute strategy call with one of our coaches. Now let's get into it. 1. Understanding the psychology of scarcity. First things first, let's talk about the concept of scarcity. It's a basic economic principle that says the less available something is, the more valuable it becomes. And believe it or not, this applies to dating too. Think about it. If you're always available, always texting back immediately, always down to hang out, you start to seem a little too easy. Like a store that's always having a sale, it makes people wonder if there's something wrong with the product. On the other hand, when you're a bit harder to pin down, it creates an air of mystery and intrigue. She starts to wonder what you're up to, why you're not jumping at every chance to talk to her. And that wondering, that's where the attraction starts to build. Now, I'm not saying you should ignore her completely or play games. That's just manipulative and immature. But by being a bit more selective with your time and attention, you show that you have a life outside of your romantic pursuits. You're not just sitting around waiting for her to call. So the next time you're tempted to drop everything and respond to her text right away, take a beat. Remember the power of scarcity and let her sit with that anticipation for a bit. Trust me, it'll pay off in the long run. 2. The art of being unpredictable. All right, so you've mastered the scarcity mindset, but how do you keep her on her toes without going overboard? That's where the art of unpredictability comes in. See, when you're first getting to know someone, it's easy to fall into a routine. You text at the same times, you make plans on the same days, you have the same conversations. And while that consistency can be comforting, it can also get a little boring. That's why it's important to mix things up every once in a while. Maybe you usually take a day to respond to her messages, but then one day you reply right away with a funny meme. Or maybe you typically stick to weekend dates, but then you surprise her with tickets to a random weeknight concert. The key is to keep her guessing, but in a good way. You don't want to be so unpredictable that she feels like she can't count on you at all. It's about finding that sweet spot where she knows you're interested, but she's never quite sure what you'll do next. And the best part? This doesn't just build attraction. It also keeps things fresh and exciting for you. When you're not stuck in a dating rut, you're more likely to stay engaged and invested in the relationship. So don't be afraid to shake things up every now and then. A little unpredictability goes a long way in keeping that spark alive. 3. Selective responsiveness. Now let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, texting. In the age of constant communication, it can be tough to know when and how much to respond to someone you're interested in. But fear not, my friends. Selective responsiveness is here to save the day. The basic idea is this. You don't have to answer every message right away, and you definitely don't have to match her level of chattiness. If she's blowing up your phone with paragraphs and you're more of a short and sweet kind of guy, that's okay. Stick to your style. The key is to be intentional with your responses. If she asks you a direct question, yeah, you should probably answer it. But if she's just sending random thoughts or memes, you can take your time crafting a reply. And if you're really busy with work or hobbies or just need some alone time, it's totally fine to let her know that you'll get back to her later. In fact, it shows that you have boundaries and priorities outside of your dating life, which is super attractive. Just remember, selective responsiveness isn't about playing games or manipulating her emotions. It's about being true to yourself and communicating in a way that feels authentic to you. So don't stress too much about those red receipts. Just focus on being the best version of yourself, one text at a time. 4. Quality over quantity in interactions. Okay, so you've got the texting thing down, but what about when you're actually hanging out in person? That's where the idea of quality over quantity comes into play. See, a lot of guys think that the more time they spend with a girl, the more she'll like them. But in reality, it's not about how often you see each other. It's about how memorable and meaningful those interactions are. Think about it this way. Would you rather have one incredible, unforgettable date or a bunch of mediocre, forgettable ones? I know which one I'd choose. So instead of trying to cram in as many hangouts as possible, focus on making each one count. Put thought into your plans, whether it's a creative activity or a thoughtful gesture. Engage in deep, interesting conversations that go beyond surface-level small talk. Make her laugh, make her think, make her feel something. And don't be afraid to cut things short when the time is right. Leave her wanting more rather than overstaying your welcome. Trust me, a well-timed, "I had a great time, but I have to head out," is way more powerful than lingering around until things get awkward. Of course, this doesn't mean you should be flaky or inconsistent. If you make plans, stick to them. But when you are together, give her your full attention and effort. Show her that you value her time and company, and that you're not just going through the motions. At the end of the day, it's the quality of your interactions that will leave a lasting impression, not the quantity. So make them count, boys. Loving the tips we're sharing. If you're ready to dive even deeper, our free 60-minute strategy call offers a fantastic opportunity to work one-on-one with an expert coach. This isn't just about meeting women. It's about understanding the dynamics of dating, enhancing your interpersonal skills, and building confidence that goes beyond just the dating scene. Reserve your spot today through the link in the pinned comment and start your journey towards successful and confident dating. 5. Letting her experience your absence. All right, fellas. This next one might sound a little counterintuitive, but bear with me. Sometimes the best way to build attraction is to not be there. I know. It goes against everything we've been taught about pursuing someone. But think about it this way. Have you ever had a really great time with someone and then found yourself missing them like crazy the next day? That's the power of absence. When you're constantly available and present, it's easy for someone to take you for granted. They get used to you always being there, always ready to drop everything for them. But when you give them a chance to experience your absence, that's when they start to realize just how much they enjoy your presence. Now, I'm not saying you should ghost her or play hard to get, but don't be afraid to have a life outside of your relationship. Spend time with friends, pursue your hobbies, focus on your career. Show her that while you enjoy her company, you don't need it to be happy and fulfilled. And when you do come back together after some time apart, that's when the sparks really start to fly. You have new stories to tell, new experiences to share. You appreciate each other's company that much more. So don't be afraid of a little distance every now and then. Trust that the attraction you've built can withstand a bit of time apart, and enjoy the anticipation and excitement of coming back together even stronger than before. 6. Leaving conversations open-ended. You know that feeling when you're having a great conversation with someone and you just don't want it to end. That's the kind of energy we want to harness when it comes to ignoring to build attraction. See, a lot of guys make the mistake of trying to wrap up every interaction on a neat little bow. They say goodbye, they make plans for the next hangout, they tie up all the loose ends. But where's the fun in that? Instead, try leaving your conversations a bit open-ended. If you're texting, don't always be the one to send the last message. If you're hanging out in person, don't feel like you need to plan out the next date before you even say goodbye. Leave a little bit of mystery, a little bit of anticipation. Give her something to think about, something to look forward to. Maybe you're in the middle of a fascinating discussion about your favorite movies and you have to head out. Tell her you can't wait to hear her thoughts on the sequel next time you chat. Or maybe you're flirting back and forth and things are getting a little heated. Instead of pushing for a resolution, just let that tension linger. Trust me, it'll make your next interaction that much more electric. The key is to always leave her wanting more. Not in a manipulative way, but in a way that shows you're confident, intriguing, and worth pursuing. So embrace the power of the open-ended conversation and watch the attraction grow. 7. Creating healthy space. Finally, let's talk about the importance of creating healthy space in a relationship. And no, I'm not talking about the kind of space that involves ignoring her for days on end or playing mind games. I'm talking about the kind of space that allows both of you to maintain your individuality and independence, even as you grow closer together. The kind of space that prevents you from becoming codependent or losing yourself in the relationship. See, a lot of guys think that the key to building attraction is to be available 24/7, to mold themselves into whatever their partner wants them to be. But in reality, that kind of behavior is a major turnoff. It shows a lack of confidence, a lack of self-respect. Instead, focus on cultivating your own interests, your own friendships, your own goals. Encourage her to do the same. Show her that while you love spending time with her, you also have a full and fulfilling life outside of your relationship. This doesn't mean you have to be distant or aloof. It just means setting healthy boundaries and expectations. It means being able to say, "I'd love to hang out, but I have plans with friends tonight," without feeling guilty. It means supporting each other's growth and independence, rather than trying to hold each other back. When you create this kind of healthy space, you actually strengthen your attraction to each other. You respect each other's autonomy. You admire each other's passions. You appreciate the time you do spend together that much more. So don't be afraid to take a step back every now and then. It might just be the key to moving your relationship forward. And there you have it, the real meaning behind ignoring to build attraction. So what's next for you? Discover the signs you're a sexually attractive guy, or learn how girls flirt with a guy. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.